This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two men have been arrested on suspicion of criminal mischief and animal cruelty in the shooting of three cattle in Montrose County in late December. The shooting killed two cows and injured another. Deputies arrested 19-year-old Javon Vigil and 20-year-old Leland Hernandez on January 3rd. They have since been released and are set to make their first court appearance this week. Nearly half the students at Colorado Mesa University are the first in their families to go to college. CMU was named a first-generation serving institution last year. Matthias Malumba came to CMU from Uganda. He says he wants to see more first-generation students on campus.
I want to do whatever it takes to make sure that resources are taken back, that more families can have that freedom that comes when you have education.
Malumba was one of 813 students to graduate from CMU at the end of the fall semester. Skiers and snowboarders coming down the Skolmarm run at Keystone had an unusual obstacle to avoid Monday. The resort had to fence around a black Audi that had gotten stuck there overnight after the driver followed GPS directions that led him onto a closed road. The Boulder man left a note explaining the mistake, and the car was towed Monday evening once lifts closed. The driver, well, he didn't get a ticket. Around 3 inches of snow fell today at Denver International Airport, and snow has tapered off across the Denver metro area. But forecasters say it's going to be back again Thursday and over the weekend. Overnight, expect very cold temps across the Front Range with lows in the teens, with the possibility for black ice overnight. This is CPR News.